That's for four people, $10,000 each, or however they want to do it, but it's not, I dislike things that get divided by everybody, so you're not separating anybody. It's nice to be recognized if you're one of the four or one of the five, but it's also not so nice to be not recognized if you think you did a spectacular job. So it is it can be divisive inside, so it has to be done properly. And properly means you let people know. You don't want somebody to learn by the Underground Railroad or Underground Communication that, oh, somebody got a big bonus, but I didn't. It's got to be something you announce ahead of time, here's what we're doing, and at least it seems to me, if it's not a surprise, it's much better. If it's a surprise to somebody, then it's a negative. That's one point of view. I don't think, I'm not as comfortable with a $40,000 amount personally as I would be to say to Alan, if we have a budget surplus at the end of the year, some percentage of that, say 25% of the budget surplus, goes into that. Because the budget surplus comes from great management, but also all these teachers, we know they're working their tails off to try to produce a great product, which is our kids and grandkids. So I think if it was variable and we just said every year some percentage of our surplus, if there is a surplus, goes for this purpose. If it's a year we have no surplus, then we would have to vote as a board as to whether we want to provide extra funds as board members or some other way of doing it. So those are my thoughts, that maybe just the $40,000 number is not right. If you have a great year and it's $50,000, isn't that a nice thing to have?
How did we dole it out this year?
Was it at our discretion?
It was at our discretion. It was not doled out to everyone.
And there was some objectivity to it.
There was as much objectivity as you can give to that. And it was based on work and production.
Okay, so you...
In our view, is it?
It was left to the discretion of the administrators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think Susie made a motion. Joe had a differing opinion, does not agree with what Susie proposed.
I can tell you that from the staff perspective, and I speak from having talked with many people, that it was received with mixed reviews. While we don't want to seem ungrateful for the money that was given out, I think that all the staff worked terribly hard to produce terrific results under great stress and great strain in their own personal lives and at their own sacrifice. And so to single out individuals who work even more above and beyond, and while it was objectively applied, it was subjectively perceived nonetheless. And so I don't know, it would be interesting to kind of poll the teachers and see if that really is a motivating factor for them at this point, because the money that was given out, again, we're grateful for every little bit, but the gap between what our teachers are making and what they could be making out in the real world is many times different. And so having that small token was nice, but doesn't really fix the whole gap.
I'm not sure, Debbie, whether the concept of doing it was necessarily as a motivator, because I'm not sure that if you look at the research out on why people work and how they produce, money doesn't necessarily, it's not the number one that drives people work. I mean, the internal satisfaction of working hard and whatever's inside is generally, so I don't think that the board had the idea that this was to be used as a motivator. I think, and I may be wrong, but I think they had it as, okay, we've got, we can't do this, but let's maybe do this over here. And I had spoken to the board and about my concern about the work toward getting this ready for high school. So I've done enough talking. It's, yeah, I understand it's the board's decision, but I don't think it was put on the table as a motivator. I think it was an outright, hey, let's recognize some people for going above and beyond.
Help us with the, how many people participated last year? I guess, just the 25 out of the 40 or whatever.
No, I don't know. It's more.
Like 12 or 15?
12 or 15.
I think Debbie makes a valid point in my book, though, that starting this high school has been incredibly stressful on everyone that works here.
Mm-hmm.
And that in order to survive and make it happen, all have had to go above and beyond to a certain extent, is my feeling.
You could make the counter argument that the middle school has 125 to 130 kids in each grade, and the high school doesn't have 58 or 38. Last year, so where's the stress?
But everybody has gone above. You know, the middle school to make the high school work has had to take on more students, and the high school teachers have had to develop new study plans and class plans, and develop new programs and start IB, and so everybody has. I mean, I don't know. I don't run the school, and I leave it to Alan and Tristan, who know better. But it is, I think, a good point that it's been stressful for the. For everyone here.
In some high schools, many high schools, if you run a club, just like being a coach, you know that there's a $750 stipend going in. And I wonder if we might structure something like that so that we know going in what our time is valued at. And, you know, I was a class advisor in another school, and we joked that it was a nickel an hour. But we did it because we knew when we signed up for it, that's what we were getting, kind of thing. And there were no quibbles, no qualms about it. So that's, I think, might help in the transparency of it as well. That's just one suggestion. But.
I mean, it does make sense that if, like, a coach, a sports coach, gets paid for their job as a coach, so why wouldn't a club advisor who might have not quite so many hours, but still a significant amount of time put forth, why wouldn't they?
And I think that was probably just one of the factors.
That's a good question.
That you guys were
We did think. I mean, we took that, and that was taken into consideration. It's just like even with sports. All sports are not equal, and all times are not equal. And certainly in club, there are certain clubs that take more time. Certain activities that take more time. Certain advisors put more into certain clubs. Mm-hmm. Certain sets of kids drive the advisor or drive the club. In a very different way, so I'm not necessarily opposed to the idea in any way, because that's what's done in every school with every teacher negotiated contract. You have, if you are an SGA, whatever, you're getting $750. If you got Key Club, you get $537. So every contract sitting down here does it that way.
It just makes me think back to how many times we've talked about how we need a salary and bonus plan from a human resources, like a structured program. We keep talking about it, and we just have never done it. Maybe we need to really sit down and do it. I don't know. It's a lot of work.
It's still a little challenging to try to do it for more than a year at a time, because I anticipated we'd get more amount in local for the upcoming year because of changes in the way that they were doing exclusions, and we actually are getting less local money than I thought, even though we have more students. So we don't have any real control over that. We also are taking a deduct that on the state amount this year, and they're going to do a second deduct based on the September 30th unit count. What that exactly is going to look like, we don't know. So it's very challenging to try to do something that's multi-year, which I think as an employee I would like, mm-hmm. but sitting here as the director of finance, it's challenging because of a little bit of control. We can't say, okay, we've promised them a 2% raise next year, we'll just go to the referendum and get the money from the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. But we could do something, you know, well, anyway, that's, we've tried everything you can think of over the years.
So, do we wait? I mean, it sounds like we want to do something. The specifics are a little vague. We could set the money aside now, or we could wait to see what where we stand with respect to surplus.
I'm trying to set up a December CBOC meeting to look at some the goals and some other tasks. That's something we could discuss at that point, because we should have a better idea of our finances hopefully by mid-December, because they will have certified the unit count. The local amounts will have come out of the dispute phase. I may have a better idea on health insurance, because the first payroll was in December, is when new employees get their health insurance benefits. We can put it on our agenda for that if you wanted. And then we could bring something in January.
I mean, there's a motion.
There is a motion on the table. Steve seconded.
Yeah, I did second. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you have to.
So we want to.
Unless you rescind the motion.
We withdraw the motion?
You can withdraw it, or we have to vote on it.
Do you make a motion to withdraw the motion?
I think you made the motion. You made the motion. All right. Then I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Table it until January.
I don't think you can. Once there's a second, you have to vote on it.
Yeah,
You have to vote on it? Okay.
Or withdraw the motion.
Or withdraw your motion.
I withdrew it.
Okay. Do you second the withdrawal?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because there's nothing to second.
Okay.
So now do we have a new motion?
All right. So Susie withdrew the motion.
So you make a motion to table this discussion until the January meeting? Of 18.
Did you just make that motion?
I just did make that motion.
Good. Motion made by Marty to table it until the January meeting.
Second. I'll second that.
Jen will second. Any discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor?
I just would like to say that there's, I do have a little discussion just is in that more than it just being a financial conversation, we need to have the other part of it, which is a philosophical conversation about what we want to do with a bonus slash salary, however we want to structure that. So I think that it's a bigger conversation than just a CBOC meeting. It needs to be brought to a larger body, which I guess would be maybe the
17th of January.
I'm just thinking about what committee should.
Yeah, well, I was thinking it was executive, but I don't know.
It's probably executive. So that we need to have a specific conversation about how to move forward with some sort of a plan for this. So sometime between now and when you have your financial meeting, we need to have some sort of a right meeting about it.
We floated two dates, the 12th and the 19th
of December.
They're both Tuesdays.
Could I be invited to that, please?
Sure.
All right, so we vote. Any more discussion? Vote on Marty's motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries.
The next item is code of conduct. I bring code of conduct up here because at some point over the next 6 months, it's my, I think my opinion, our opinion, that we need to go in and take a look at the code of conduct, because if you look at the current code of conduct, you will find it's really a set of pieces. There's a code of conduct that stems from the time the school was begun, and it's very, very noticeable when you go in and read it. Okay, what was added and when it was added, because there have been different writers of it. So you have the initial foundation board that wrote a piece of code of conduct that is talks about expectations. It's not filled with thou shalt nots. And if you do this, then you will get, it's much more of a philosophic piece around behavioral expectations for kids. It was also written at a time when there were only middle school kids in there, and middle school children's behavior and high school children's behavior sometimes is, or oftentimes, a little different. So the code of conduct needs to be revised, it needs to be rewritten, and there needs to be some kind of group that does that. It's whatever your policy committee is. And I believe it ought to be done so that it can be put in place for next school year.
Do we want to bring, do we want to bring a bigger group into that conversation? I feel like a couple years ago, there was a parent who came in who had done some extensive, had extensive experience.
It was.
You know, and I don't know if, I can't recall.
Oh, I know who it was.
Yeah, I knew who it was too, but I can't recall whether what he produced or brought to us was
helpful,
substantial, helpful, or whatever.
It's, I mean, I go out in any of 15 school districts and find substantial codes of conduct. I mean, so you can go to any district and you're going to find a substantial code of conduct.
So you can do an internet search and find them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not, I mean, it's not rocket science, it's right. I think for me, just philosophically, it's about what you think you want in a code of conduct. And that's a philosophical discussion. Whether you think you need a matrix that says, if you do this, then this is going to happen. If you do that, then this is going to happen. And it doesn't matter. That's so far from how I think and how I want to operate. I mean, everybody's got a matrix inside their head. So I think the philosophic side of it is important. Do you want it to look like Delaware Code? Do you want it to look like a student code of conduct? Or do you, what is it that you want to project? And to me, it's really, it's down in the guts of what you want the school to be.
Yeah. Isn't it almost, what are our expectations, in a positive way, what are our expectations for our students in their conduct?
Well, that's what I think, Jeff.
That's a positive way of doing it. Instead of, if you do this, you get this punishment. That doesn't sound positive to me. So I'd much rather take the approach that I think would be comfortable for you, which is, here's what we expect of our children. And if we don't get that, then we're going to have to deal with it. But this is what we expect.
Well, again, what I'm saying is, the code of conduct needs to be written. The board has to have a philosophy about what it ought to be like. And then the next step is having somebody, some group of people, somebody's that draft something. That, and it may be recrafting a lot of what's there, but it is not a continuous fluid document, is what I'm telling you right now. And it's been pieced together. And we are wiser, we are smarter, and we are better than that as an organization. So it needs fixing.
And we have a lot more experience with high school kids, mm-hmm. which may be different than mm-hmm. the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Right.
Is it different error? Is it difficult to administer to the current code?
Not in my view.
Okay.
So I think
not in my view, it's not.
The conversation I had with Trish about this a few days ago was that theoretically, policy sets forth the philosophy, not the how-to, not the nuts and bolts. It's the philosophy under which the school is governed. And I tend to favor hiring accomplished people and letting them do their job. Like, minimum mandatory sentences are problems.
Unless you're a victim of crime.
But then, if you have a good, intelligent judge that can look at the entire issues. Hopefully, that judge will mete out sentences that are fair and equitable. Just a thought, Marty.
There's two sides to every coin.
I know this.
It seems to me you're looking for a committee, either one of our existing standing committees or an ad hoc committee to add more people to deal with that. I personally don't favor a big committee. I favor a small committee.
Well, and that's that.
It's a draft that comes to the board, goes to Trish and Alan and Janet to make sure they're comfortable with it.
Yeah, and we would, you know. I have spoken with Shanta about doing this, and Mike Bellarose also seemed willing to help with policy. And I will follow up and have another conversation with her. She had planned to be here tonight, but something came up at the last minute. She couldn't make it. So I will follow up with her again after the meeting.
Okay, okay. Next one deals with staffing. Alan, do you want to talk about this?
Janet, do you want to talk about this? We have three new staff members. We have two new paraprofessionals that have joined the staff because of the needs that we have with our special education program. We have Charlie Napa, who is working in sixth grade in the afternoons, and we have Bethany Lennox, who is working with high school students.
And eighth grade students.
And eighth grade students. We did have a resignation recently.
And
we have filled the position.
That's very mysterious.
Well,
It hasn't been publicly announced. And we would like to have the opportunity to have the person who's made the resignation announce it before the public knows about it.
And since it is a staffing issue, it is something that we can talk about in executive session.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I have an E, just because this year, I think it's the October meeting that we typically do this. There is money in our budget for staff recognition. We typically do it at in December, and it's typically voted on at a board meeting and I believe it's the October board meeting that says, yes, we have it. It's been budgeted. Let's go ahead and do it. And an amount is typically given. And I think it's been 300 in the last couple of years.
Is this a Christmas bonus?
How did we give it last year?
It has to go through their paycheck.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to go through their paycheck.
Okay.
And that's why the amount was increased, because then that offsets the...
That's why we couldn't...
It was that no lunch, right, at the break?
How much was it?
300.
It's in your budget now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how, if you divide your budget by the number of people who qualify for this, what's the number?
I put 30,000 in the budget, and if we did the 300 plus the OECs, it would be about 25,000. So it would, the amount in the budget would cover it at the same level we've done in years past.
Okay, so what do we
you
need to vote
on?
Last year we did the BRIC as a luncheon on the last day, because it was a PLC day, and we had a little workshop, and then we're there.
Oh, that was fun.
I've been approached by a couple of people who are saying that since they're being required to come to the information nights this year, could we not do that and let them go home on the 22nd at 1 o'clock when the students leave?
That's fine. That's cool.
So. I that was just recently. I haven't even had that conversation with Trish.
It's fine. Okay, so I don't know what we're going on.
Is there anything that needs to vote here?
It's in the budget, so I'm just letting you all know.
Okay.
I don't think I would, if we do it at the same level we've done in years past, I doubt we need to vote on anything. But
okay.
And if you find out if you do, we can address it next month.
Right.
All right. Any public, anything else in new business? Any public comments?
Everybody turns to Brian.
All right. So we do have an executive session tonight, and we are going into executive session under 29 Delaware Code 10,004 for personnel matters in which the names, competency and abilities of individual employees or students are discussed.
I will make a motion that we go into executive session. It is at 5:10. May I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Ready?
We're out.
Do I do that on the tape recording?
Yeah.
Is it on? I make a motion that we come out of executive session now at 6:02 p.m.
I second.
Second by Jen Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And.
I make a motion that we vote on moving forward and contracting with the search firm of Carney Sando.
For an anticipated.
The board anticipates at least. What'd you say, Alan?
For an anticipated personnel vacancy.
Yes, for an anticipated personnel vacancy.
I'll have to say, Lynn.
Okay, that's the motion. Sorry, that was choppy.
I'll second. I'm sorry.
Marty seconds.
Is there any discussion?
I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion carries. And then do we make a motion to accept?
Yes, we do.
And is it okay with you if I name? Yeah. And to make a motion that we accept the retirement of Patricia Oliphant effective at the end of the school year?
June 30th.
June 30th?
2018.
2018.
I second the motion.
All in favor? Sorry, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So gloomy ayes. That motion carries as well. And we done? Make a motion that we can conclude the board meeting of October 18th at 6:04 p.m.
I'll second.
Jen seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?